Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Wow. Okay. As we've talked about the last 2 days, failure is an event. It's not who you are. Failure is never final if you have the God-given desire and direction to change your destiny. And we're the only ones who choose whether failure or success is our ultimate destination. Here are the ABCs, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, anyhow, A through Z's, on how to turn failure straight into success. A, admit it when you mess up. The best way to overcome failure is to face it, learn from it, and move on.
B, boldly refuse to accept failure as final, regardless of how badly you may have messed up.
C, concentrate on what you want to accomplish.
D, decide in your heart, decree and declare by the words of your mouth that your dreams, your goals will come to pass despite previous setbacks.
E, elevate your thinking.
F, free your mind from mistakes of the past, bondages of the present, and fear of the future.
G, grab a new desire, ignite a passion to make things happen instead of waiting for something to happen.
H, helping others achieve their dreams will unleash a spiritual dynamic in your life.
I, imagine yourself where you want to be in a week, a month, a year, and then plan your work and work your plan to get there.
J, joy is coming to your house. No matter the adversity or the intensity of your previous failure, keep your joy.
K, speaking of keep going no matter what circumstances may arise.
L, learn everything you can from everybody you can as you pursue your destiny.
M, manage your life, not your time.
N, narrow your focus to what's important spiritually, what's important to your family, what's important to you.
O, open your mind to infinite possibilities God can use, the possibilities that God can use to give you the desires of your heart.
P, plan your future, your destiny, by planning what you're going to do every day.
Q, quit second-guessing your decisions on whether or not you're destined to succeed. Now, before we pick up where we left off on yesterday's call, I want to tell you that in about 3 or 4 days, these three morning calls will all be available on our website, haroldherring.com, under podcast. Just use the dates of March 12th, 13th, and 14th, and you'll be able to listen to them all again. But we wanted to do that brief review as we pick up where we left off. R, rest, relax, reflect, refresh, recreate, reinvigorate, and rejoice at the progress you're making. As you pause to rest and ponder your next step, always be ready to seize every opportunity, which is good to you and the Holy Spirit. Stress will undermine your efforts, negate your progress, and frankly make you sick. That's why there are 7 R's. The 7 R's that I just mentioned are so important to your future success. Always trust God. Practice those 7 R's and watch the stress be eliminated from your life.
Exodus 18, verse 23 in the Contemporary English Version says, "This is the way God wants it done. You won't be under nearly as much stress, and everyone else will return home feeling satisfied."
Yes. Speak the pure, the powerful, the positive from the Word of God into your life. There are numerous scriptures which talk about the power of the tongue. However, there's only one which speaks to the spoken lifestyle of every believer.
Ephesians 4, verse 29 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it.
When we speak right things, we not only bless those around us, we are loosing powerful words into the spirit realm. T, thankfulness is critical to your future success. Over the past week, we've quoted Colossians 3:15, in the Message Bible at least three times. When I asked the Lord why he had us use this scripture so frequently, he simply said, "I want my children to get it.
As a reminder, the verse says, "Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way."
Hallelujah. You, unleash your potential. During your time with the Lord every morning, ask him to allow you to tap in to previously unused potential, recognizing the opportunities that he's sending your way, opportunities he's sending as never done before. As our Lord stirs the ideas in you, please write them down.
Ephesians 3:20, in the Classic Amplified Bible, one of our favorite scriptures. "Now to him who by and consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams." Think of that.
I know. Our potential, like God's love, grace, and mercy, is without limits. Get a hold of that today. V, visualize your success. If you can believe it, you can see it, which will empower you to achieve it. The power of God allows us to ignite our imagination and visualize God's will for our lives.
Remember Hebrews 11:1? "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen."
This scripture confirms that everything will exist in the invisible realm before it can appear in the visible realm. The computer or phone that you're using to listen on this call, or the computer you use to read the various teachings on our website, or what you get in the mail from us or email. See, all that electronic means of communications was first visualized by someone else before it was ever created. The chair you're sitting in or seat was visualized by somebody before it was ever produced. Many things that were invisible before are now being visualized and coming into existence every day. For instance, every building that's ever existed or now exists in the world existed in the invisible realm of the imagination of the builder or architect long before it existed in the visible realm. Every process, every product, every invention, every movie or entertainment vehicle, every book, every organization, everything that is added to the earth by mankind exists in the invisible realm of the imagination before it can enter into the visible, tangible realm. Allow your spirit to grab a hold of this truth. We encourage you to allow the natural information to stimulate your revelatory understanding. W, worry. Worry less about failure as you increase your focus on successful thoughts and actions of your past and today. Two scriptures speak to everything we know about the futility and spiritual damage of worry.
Matthew 6:27 in the Living Bible. "Will all your worries add a single moment to your life?" And Philippians 4, verse 6 in the New Living Translation. It admonishes us, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done.
We do encourage you to read our teaching, 15 Things to Do Instead of Worry. You can search for it at haroldherring.com. X-ray your motivation for wanting to be successful. If driven by greed, revenge, or retribution, you need to change your mindset. We're able to hide things from a lot of people, sometimes even those close to us. But our true feelings and motivations are clearly visible to God. Our success will be limited and short-lived if our motivation is selfish instead of selfless. Superman may have had X-ray vision, but only God can see the heart, the thoughts and intentions of our minds and our lives. Zig Ziglar, an amazing author and Southern Baptist leader, once said, "Every job is a self-portrait of the person who did it." Why? Yield not to hindrances of any kind on your drive to success. It's important to identify what condition or circumstances hindering your progress. After listening to today's call, we want to encourage you to take a moment. Write down what obstacles, roadblocks, and hindrances you're facing. Once the list is complete, lay your hands on it and pray a prayer like this. Heavenly Father, I'm headed where your word says I can go, toward success, prosperity, and a good life. Did you hear that? Just if you did nothing else but say that. Heavenly Father, I'm headed where your word says I can go, toward success, prosperity, and the good life. My journey has been hindered. I've listed what I believe to be the problems. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking for you to stir specific solutions in my spirit so the roadblocks can be removed and my journey completed. Thank you, Lord, for your direction and the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Proverbs 16, verse 3, powerful scripture. Proverbs 16, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, "Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed."
Hallelujah. Z, zealously pursue with passion the things that are important to you. As we said earlier in the teaching, failure is an event. It's not who you are, and it's definitely not final. We're the only ones who choose whether failure or success is our ultimate destination.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 31 in the Classic Amplified Bible gives us some great advice. "But earnestly desire and zealously cultivate the greatest and best gifts and graces, the higher gifts and the choicest graces. And yet I will show you a still more excellent way, one that is better by far and the highest of them all, love."
Hallelujah. Does it sound like God wants you to fail or settle for less than His best as your lot in life? We don't think so. In fact, we know not. How can we know with such confidence and assurance? The Word of God. The Word of God.
Amen.
He wants you to be able to turn every failure into success. Hallelujah. Well, before we end, we want to say a special happy birthday.
Yes.
To our dear and precious friend, Laurel.
Amen.
We hope this next year will be the greatest year of your life. And we thank you for being our friends and a faithful steward and servant of the Most High God. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.